thence to Thelmoth's planet, where, working through the unshielded brain of a dog, he let himself into the central dome. Here, just before the 0 minute, he released his thionite into the airstream, thus wiping out all the pirate personnel except Thelmoth, who in his inner sanctum could not be affected. The grand fleet of the patrol attacked, but Thelmoth would not leave his retreat even to try to save his base. Therefore, Kinnison had to go in after him. Poised in the air of Helmuth's inner sphere, there was an enigmatic sparkling ball of force, which the lensman could not understand, and of which he was in consequence extremely suspicious. But the storming of that quadruply defended inner stronghold was precisely the task for which Kinnison's new and ultra-cumbersome armor had been designed. And in the gray lensman went. Chapter 1 Primary Beams. Among the world-girdling fortifications of a planet distant indeed from star cluster AC-257-4736, there squatted sullenly a fortress quite similar to Helmuth's own. Indeed, in some respects, it was even superior to the base of him who spoke for Boscone. It was larger and stronger. Instead of one dome, it had many. It was dark and cold withal, for its occupants had practically nothing in common with humanity save the possession of high intelligence. In the central sphere of one of those domes, there sparkled several of the peculiarly radiant globes whose counterpart had given Kinnison so seriously to think. And near them there, crouched or huddled or lay at ease, a many-tentacled creature indescribable to man. It was not like an octopus. Though spiny, it did not resemble at all closely a sea cucumber. Nor, although it was scaly and toothy and wingy, was it, save in the vaguest possible way, similar to a lizard, a sea serpent, or a vulture. Such a description by negatives is, of course, pitifully inadequate, but unfortunately, that is the best that can be done. The entire attention of this being was focused within one of the globes, the obscure mechanism of which was relaying it to his sense of perception from Helmuth's globe and mind, a clear picture of everything which was happening within Grand Base. The corpse-littered dome was clear to his sight. He knew that the patrol was attacking from without, knew that that ubiquitous lensman, who had already unmanned the citadel, was about to attack from within.